business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions. Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Hello, everybody out there in internet land. Welcome to Not a Real Job, our digital marketing and products and web podcast. This is episode 11, and I am Chris Van Patten, and I make websites and web products from a very gross and dreary New York City today.
And I am Joel Kelly, and I do social media for travel and tourism brands from a gorgeous Nova Scotia, Canada today.
Jealous.
Oh, it's pretty chilly, but the sun's been out for a couple days now, and it's just been terrific.
And you're used to the chilliness up there.
Oh, this is what I'm built for. Like, I'm glad summer's, you know, finally over, and finally my, you know, body type and beard and, you know, wardrobe are now back
in Joel Kelly, mountain man.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. The nerdiest mountain man in the world, but
for
I'm
sure.
Definitely not built for the summer, so finally everything's coming up, Joel, now.
Excellent.
So, Chris, what I wanted to talk about today is I just finished, you know, it's one of those rare and delightful experiences where you finish reading a book and you're just excited to start working. Like, that's kind of the position I'm in now. So I've been a big fan of Ryan Holiday for a while. If you know who he is, before anyone kind of jumps down my throat, he is the incredibly frustratingly young director of marketing for American Apparel. He is, let's see, yeah, over... Is it over a year? Yeah, over a year younger than me. He was born in 1987, and he's director of marketing for American Apparel, has been part of massively successful book launches. Yes, some of the book launches he's worked on are for, you know, just consummate assholes like Tucker Max, but the guys, let's briefly put that aside and say he's really, really smart. And he's big into Stoic philosophy, which I'm a big fan of. And he's, you know, he does lots of writing on his website. And he's released now his second book called Growth Hacker. And I just finished that. It's a very short read. Like, you know, I read it while, you know, getting ready for work over the course of a couple mornings. So very, very simple read. No huge ideas in it, but just a very inspiring book. And I wanted to talk a little bit of what I took from it. So, in an incredibly simplified form, Growth Hacker is about the new way of marketing, and that directors of marketing or people in marketing positions can no longer just be focused on getting leads, can no longer be focused on just pushing people either into a store or pushing people onto the website and then kind of leaving it to someone else. You know, it's someone else's job to do something with that lead is how it used to be seen. And that doesn't work anymore because, you know, with the amount of media out there, with the amount of competition, and with the kind of smaller and smaller budgets that companies have, you need to be able to do, you need to be all your marketing to work a lot harder than that. So Growth Hacker is about how you can build your marketing into the product itself, how the marketing actually starts with the product, and how you can make your product market itself. He uses the example of when Hotmail first came out. I think it still does for the people who still have Hotmail accounts, though it's all through, what is it, Outlook.com now, it doesn't matter. But the signature of those emails would say, sent from my Hotmail account, and it would invite you to get your own Hotmail account. It was Dropbox, how when they wanted to get more customers and retain their current customers, they, of course, had found that lots of cloud services like them, people sign up for the service and then just bounce, they never actually use it. So they would give you free space if you went through the tutorial and learned how to use Dropbox. So they would give you like an extra 125 meg if all you did was go through the tutorial and learn how to use Dropbox properly. And they found that retention went up. It's all those times where engineers and kind of people within the company actually working on the product are doing some of the most successful marketing. For me, as someone, you know, a marketing person, it was a really good, inspiring read, and it's making me think about, you know, so much of what I do is focused on getting people through social media and through, you know, other online means to get to the website or to pick up the phone and make a call. And it can be very easy to say, okay, my job's done at pushing them to the website.
Yeah.
Where instead, you know, it was a really good way to inspire me to think more about how do I make sure that, first of all, those leads that go to the website are more qualified than they might be currently. And what can I do? How can I work with the other teams, the people writing the copy for the website, the people building the landing pages, to make the website itself work a lot harder on customer retention and, you know, turning those leads into conversions?
Yeah, I mean, I think of growth hacking, which the term growth hacking and the movement around it, has it's been something that's happening. Let me start again. It has happened and been a core part of marketing for a lot of years.
Yeah.
But I think people are now sort of noticing that it has its own little niche. And it is a thing that, you know, you can hire a growth hacker, as it were. But I think of growth hacking as sort of the intersection between marketing and development. So, you know, in that the Dropbox example, which is really like the classic growth hacking example, Airbnb. So Airbnb, in the beginning of their business, they actually had a feature to cross-post your listings to Craigslist. So all of a sudden, anyone looking for vacation housing or temporary rentals on Craigslist is going to get bounced over to the Airbnb site. And that was done through some kind of collaboration between their developers and their marketers to make that kind of feature happen. So growth hacking.
My favorite thing about the Dropbox example, just to make one more point about that, or sorry, not Dropbox, but Airbnb, is that Craigslist really doesn't want, or at the time didn't want, companies to be able to do that. So their team of developers and engineers had to put a lot of effort into doing something. There were many, many roadblocks in their way to stop that from happening, but they saw the potential. And you know, if you put a developer on a difficult problem, you know, that's the most exciting thing they can work on. So, I mean, it again is a really good reminder that just because it's difficult, you know, often that could mean it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. So Neil Patel, who's the creator of Crazy Egg and all sorts of different marketing focused and analytics focused businesses, he's one of the big people pushing growth hacking. And something that he actually says in his book, The Definitive Guide to Growth Hacking, which you can find for free online, and we'll put that in the links. Something that he says about the ideal growth hacker is that they actually are pushing the limits of what's acceptable. So that Craigslist example, sort of breaking the rules a little bit. And I think there is that sort of component, and I think that's maybe why we call it growth hacking as opposed to like a growth marketer or something like that. You're really stretching the limits of traditional marketing by slamming it into technology.
Exactly. And I think for our audience, this is definitely something that I think we're both probably on the same page here, is something you should definitely spend a lot more time on. Spend more time reading up about growth hacking and that side of marketing than, you know, traditional media or just how you're going to place your advertisements or even how you're just going to set up your Facebook page. Like, it's definitely in your interest to spend a lot of time thinking about how you can adjust your product in the way your users engage with it to build growth, versus trying to just acquire more leads.
And even if you do like a traditional, you know, physical products, brick and mortar style business, there are definitely ways you can integrate a lot of these growth hacking techniques into that business. And we could spend forever talking about that. And maybe it'll be something for the, you know, a future episode of the show. But just because you are not a Dropbox or an Airbnb, you know, there are still options for you to integrate that kind of stuff and really push the limits of traditional marketing.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of those things, if you have a business that requires, you know, people to, if you're providing like software as a service or really anything like that, you know, a very first, you know, simple step is how do you provide an incentive for people to go through the tutorial? It's much cheaper for you to retain a lead than have to find a brand new one. Like, think at the very basic level. Yeah, you don't have to right away start building in really complicated integrations with Craigslist. You can start with, I have a product that requires people, you know, I don't make money off of users unless they stay for a while. What can I do to retain those people? And how can I provide fun, interesting incentives for that? Or, you know, even if you're a business that's completely offline, if you're a, you know, a roofing contractor, how can you use your current marketing to, you know, it's a basic, the super, super basic stuff. Like, you know what this is already. If you build a fence for someone, you offer them an incentive to put a sign on the fence saying it was built by XYZ fence company. Like, start thinking about the other ways that you can do that. People have been doing this forever. Think about ways you can be using the internet and cheap tools to be doing that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so the book is Ryan Holiday's Growth Hacker Marketing. It's like $3 on Amazon for a Kindle copy, so just shut up and buy it. And then also we'll put a link to Neil Patel's definitive guide to growth hacker marketing or to growth hacking. And that's free online. You can download a PDF really easily. But I mean, just overall, there's a subreddit /r/growth hacking. It's a topic that is blowing up, and you don't have to look very far to find great resources on growth hacking. So, all right.
Just awesome.
A shorter episode this week, but it gives you a lot to think about and a lot to read. So go do those homework assignments. let's see. We're notarealjob.com, Narjcast on Twitter, NARJCAST. Tell your friends about the show and send in questions to questions@notarealjob.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.